You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here with us in this space. We've created this space for you, for all of us, to really harmonize the energies that are coming in, to listen to the whispers, to listen to the nudges, to listen to the words and feel the vibrations of the messages that the ancients are delivering to us. The ancients from this realm, from other realms, from the past, from the future, everything is converging right now. Everything is converging to this here moment. And the theme for this series is collapsing the illusion. Collapsing the illusion. So what does that mean to you as you hear those words? What does collapsing the illusion mean to you? We have an amazing guest, someone who's been on our show quite a few times. And so if you're back here because you knew she was going to be on here, then you're in for a super treat. If you've never heard her before, then you're also in for a super treat. So before I introduce her, let me call on the ancient ones. Let me call on the beautiful, beloved, divine beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today to support us in this space of expansion, in the space of raising consciousness. We ask for support. We ask for openness. We ask for the ability and the willingness to open our hearts to receive the information that's coming through, because every single one of us, every single one of us who is listening today is meant to feel the vibration of the words. Since the time she was a little girl, Marina Jacobi has had the ability to connect with loved ones from the other side. She has also developed the ability to truly connect with different guidances through her life. In 2016, Marina was contacted by the 11-dimensional beings, where she receives new messages for humanity about technologies, current status of government structures, and suggestions for the New Earth Aria intergalactic timeline. Marina continues to distribute these messages and to help humanity to this day. And, you know, when she's not appearing on these shows, you might also find her giving presentations to government bodies and scientific bodies throughout not just this country, but, you know, this is the U.S., but throughout the world as well. So welcome, Marina. It is a pleasure to have you on Wisdom of the Ancients.
Hello, everybody. Ian, thank you so much for having me in your beautiful summit and beautiful show. I love to be part of it. I'm very grateful for you spreading out the world. So for us to wake up out of the deep trance that we've been put into. Hello, everybody. It's my pleasure to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, the deep trance. I want to hear about that. Yeah, I think we can feel that, but I'm sure you'll shine some light on that. Let me just share that Marina's going to be talking about holding the positive Hertz vibration, how to shift into the fifth dimensional timeline. So we're going to be talking about timelines today. We're going to be talking about frequency and vibration. You're going to hear about the Council of Nine, who Marina works very, very closely with. You're going to be learning, and we're going to be sharing about consciousness, about metaphysics, the bridge between matter and consciousness. And then, of course, many, many of you are here because you know very well that Marina's readings are so accurate, so fast, and you get so much information. Now, everything comes through to her, everything. So sometimes when you ask a question, she won't be able to give you the answer because literally it's too private and personal. And it's about something or someone in your life that is not appropriate to be shared on the call. But everything comes through. So if you are looking to ask Marina a question a little bit later on, then *2 to raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand. And I know there's going to be many of you. We'll get through as many as we can. Or you can put your question in the question box. And I'm looking at that question box and it is getting full. There's so many people. So we'll just have the divine help us with getting to as many people as we can. So very, very beautiful. So wonderful show we have planned for every single one of you shining lights today. Let's get started, Marina. I'd love to have you maybe introduce yourself in a little bit greater detail. You know, there are people on the call who have never heard you before. There's others who will follow you no matter where you go. So there's a good mix of people in the community. So would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself and also about the Council of Nine?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much for my followers, and thank you for everybody else. Know that if you are in this call, it's meant to be to hear this information, and I'm truly hoping that you guys are going to get in deeper into the quantum knowledge of consciousness and the protocols of manifestation for how to shift reality to reality. I've decided to talk about shifting of timelines because at this particular moment, the changes are so incredible in the planet. The vibrational sequences that are coming from the center of the galactic, which is actually your quantum field, are increasing more and more because the entire galactic magma is going into the next level of evolution. That is a pre-dawn. It's something that is a bylaw from consciousness itself to go through the next level of growth. And it's going through every single reality, planets, structures that we have in the universe, because it's the time for the new beginning. This is the reason why there are so many changes. And actually, when they're talking about the changes, it's very, very interesting, because they even talk in the Bible that they say one person stays and one person goes. That is because it's a shifting of two different realities, and that is by your own consciousness matching a specific frequency vibration. When I was a kid, I had a lot of dreams. They were becoming a reality. I started doing automatic writing little by little that became very accurate of predictions. And in 2010, when I was already in America, I came in America in 93. I got married. I have two beautiful boys. I was connected through extraterrestrial group that they call themselves hybrids. And they start teaching me about detox diet. They start telling me, I'm quoting, be careful what you're thinking, because everything you say, Marina, everything you think, we see it right now as a hologram in front of us. And that, of course, I'm a very curious person. I like to learn everything. So we start communicating through automatic writing. I did not have a fear. I must say I didn't throw myself right into believing everything I was told. But what happened was every single time I didn't trust them, or I didn't say anything, didn't want to do whatever they were saying, I end up in situations. And this is how I built trust with them, because I've realized was that they were teaching me everything about love and about creation, realities, including for the first year, they were showing me what was really happening in the planet. Government structures, manipulation, 1%, who was controlling the planet Earth. And you're realizing that the entire time we've been in literally a prison planet. I strongly suggest if you go to my YouTube channel, The Harmonic Reactor, or simply put Marina Jacoby with an I, you will see my YouTube channel. And one of the sub-channels is Freedom Awakening. This channel is not for everybody, that because it's the truth of what really happened, and the truth sometimes could be very challenging. And if you're not ready, please study the material with caution, and it's not for children. So when they start teaching me, they taught me to detox my entire body. I became with vegan and water and distilled water and juicing the whole time. You have a detox protocol. If you put my name, you're going to put detox, and you're going to see everything exactly the way I was taught. And then I was contacted from Ra. Ra taught me more information right before 2012, because 2012 was actually shifting of a timeline. Which a lot of people, I'm sure, are aware about. They were saying the end of the Earth and the end of the planet, but they weren't talking about the end of the planet. They were talking literally about shifting of a different timeline. In reality, different timelines is based on a frequency vibration, and which is measured by hertz. One hertz could be one movement per 1 second. Two hertz could be two waveforms movement per 1 second. Everything is measured per 1 second. So if you start moving so quickly, that vibration becomes so quick that in actuality looks like a little pixel, so you don't see anything. And in consciousness itself, consciousness is made by this waves, a form of sound that has geometry, that creates a matrix of geometry, and is literally like a life force of geometry that it's reflecting like a mirror image back to consciousness itself. It's like a vibration of geometry, almost like the movie of The Matrix. And if you imagine how, you know, when Neo was sitting around these numbers, where they were moving all the time, this is exactly what consciousness looks like, because you can measure it, you can give a geometry, there's a sound, and the sound is created because of the friction of the molecular structures and all the magnetic and gravitational field between each other. So all that creates our reality, actually Trinity structures of three similar to vibration sound, a frequency, create a Trinity structure. They create the one molecule. From that one molecule, expands to the entire universe and collapses to the entire universe to infinite. So when you lower the vibration of this molecule, it becomes a matter. And this is what we created from. We created from one molecule that expands into the infinite and collapses to the infinite. This way, when you put a thought vibration, becomes a sonic structure. If you study the quantum manifestation series that I have in my YouTube channel, season one, part one, you're going to see everything in the whiteboard, and I'm explaining how the particle works, how you can manifest. So when you express a thought connected with your feelings and action, this is creating magnetic and gravitational field, and action is crystallizing something that is in a blueprint vibration to become a matter, to become a reality for you. So in actuality, you don't see anybody outside of you. You actually are projecting everything from you. You're the projector. You're the director. And you're projecting around you a literally a holographic image that is reflecting an image, like a mirror image. So anybody actually you see right now, even if you look at the room around you guys, you're going to see different things around. But guess what? This is all projected from your thoughts, emotions and actions into your hologram, and you're the main character. You're living in a holographic life structure. If you put your body under electronic microscope right now, you're not going to see molecule. You're going to see a white light, because the way I said in the beginning, the consciousness itself is holding specific modality of geometry in a certain structure to create your experience, because this is what you desire to experience. So from there, you create different vibrational sequences. Think of it as a TV. The TV has so many channels, you know, but you know that each channel, in order for you to see it, you have to take the remote control and press the proper button. But what is changing the channel? It's changing from the frequency code. Well, your realities in your timelines are literally by switching the frequency code. But what is the replacement of you, of the remote control? With the remote control is your own consciousness and body, because your consciousness, the thought, is a vibrational sequence. The imagery in your mind is a blueprint, and the action creates this modality to express like a sonic version around you. It creates the matrix. So when you know that there's nobody outside of you, anything you see in front of you is a hologram. Anybody that you interact in is another version of you in that hologram. So if you want to change something, you're not changing the person. You're changing yourself. You're changing the vibration of your emotion, thoughts, and deeds. And in turn, you're creating a brand new reality, and you're switching literally the channel, which is completely different, completely new frequency. That new frequency could be a positive structure, and that new frequency could be a negative structure of modality, depending on your actions. So that means if you have a negative thought, if you have a negative emotion, negative actions, your outcome of your reality will be a negative situation. So don't be surprised if you go after somebody, if you're not forgiving, if you have a lot of ego, or you express very negative thoughts about somebody. that becomes a modality, and more you do, eventually it's going to crystallize in a negative outcome. So this is the reason why I wanted to talk about how to shift to the positive timeline, because right now, since consciousness is moving forward and there's so many challenges in people's lives, everybody needs to know that there's no need to be fear, because the fear creates a certain frequency vibration that will keep you in a situation that will create fear. Because the reality is a mirror image of your action, thoughts, and deeds, anything you think of. So if you know how to control that, you literally are co-creating your reality as you go, because in a quantum structure, you don't see it to believe it. You know it, project it, then shift into a brand new earth, and you're reprinting everybody in it. So until we crystallize our thoughts, our synopsis, our understanding in a new modality that was given from the higher guidance, from the extraterrestrials, we won't be able to really control our reality. We project in every day, but you're not really in control, because if you listen to, for example, the news, and somebody in the news that is somebody knows this material, and they know that they can project something in the TV, and you immediately going to believe that whatever they tell you in the TV is reality. But guess what? Somebody knows that information, and they're literally imprinting in your consciousness something for you to 100% believe, and that becomes reality for you. But I can tell you that that modality doesn't have to be your truth. You can literally say, well, thank you for showing me that, because you want to neutralize the reality. You want to neutralize the frequency that is coming, and you want to shift and create your own reality the way you want to. Somebody else's truth doesn't have to be your truth. Your power, your creation, and you can control any way you want to your reality without somebody implementing their belief system. That is power. And this is what the extraterrestrials, the high consciousness, wanted us to know, wanted us to take our sovereignty back by us projecting the frequency that we want, not somebody implementing you and making belief in a false pretense that when you look at yourself in the mirror images the real you, and you don't have a power. Because that is exactly what we do when we're watching TV or any type of material, and you believe that this is true, then somebody is controlling your reality. And I'm here to tell you that this is exactly the opposite. You don't have to see it to believe it. You have to project it, create it, to shift into. That is the power. So once we take our power back, once you understand how consciousness is made up, once you know what the alchemy of consciousness is and how it works, there is nobody outside of you. You don't have to pray to somebody outside of you, but you are it. You're the creator. Then you control and you construct, deconstruct realities the way you want to, because consciousness is not biased. It's simply different modality. If you want to create something, it has to be a balance. And what happened is, consciousness got off of balance, because when it became too negative, it has to balance itself. It's that simple. Now we want to balance it. The planet Earth area, that's what they told me to tell you, that the planet Earth, fifth dimensional planet Earth, which is above three dimensions. Four dimension is transitioning, which is exactly what we're doing. You're going to be fluctuating back and forth from three-dimensional to four-dimensional to five-dimensional. And that modality I'm giving you in a quantum manifestation series, season one. Please don't skip any material, because it's very connected. You have to study it. You don't have to just listen to, because you need to know how to use the protocol for quantum manifestation to control your reality. You are getting your sovereignty back with this material. I'm not the one to give it to you. I'm just downloading the material. I'm presenting it. This is in the name of the entire humanity. And I'm very happy that I'm here so you guys can have a little bit of the information. And if you wish to continue, more than happy to watch all the materials that I have.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, and then this information might be new to some. It might be a refresher for others, and some others might have quite a deep understanding of that, depending on how much this information has been shared with them over time. You know, if you had to share with people some exercises. I know that you mentioned that you have some exercises to share with people in order to, you know, keep our vibration high. What are some of the exercises that you could share with people to help our vibration stay high and then continue to make the shift into the higher dimensions?
Mm-hmm. Consciousness itself, it's running in the heart structure. Why is that? Because in the heart structures is your highest expression of frequency. Basically, that frequency is so pure that any thought and any vibration, it mimics immediately. It's like instantaneous manifestation. So if you want things to get faster, and if you want to see a benevolent timeline, they're running in a heart structure, which that is what planet Earth and consciousness is moving forward. So that means in a daily basis, because time is fractal, moment to moment creates a timeline, step by step. In order for you to create a reality, modality of a structure that you want in a positive, you have to put enough vibration, because again, our thoughts, emotions, and deeds create a vibration like a frequency. That frequency is the one that creates your reality, like a hologram. But in order that hologram reality to crystallize, to become a matter, you have to put on and on, like to make it so potent a vibration to the point that it pops up like a balloon, like for a matter reality. That means throughout the day, in a daily basis, you have to think for yourself, are you in a positive, are you in a negative? Where is your emotion? And at the moment you catch that your emotion dropped to a negative or you're moody or something else happened, your consciousness is work like a perfection. Your consciousness is telling you, wait a minute here, you drop your vibration away from the heart structure, and is giving you a modality to say, hey, something happened, would you like to fix it? The way you fix it is by shifting your emotion from negative to positive. Even if sometimes you don't want to, you train yourself to do that, because guess what you're doing? You're shifting the negative frequency vibration to the positive. You're literally creating and replacing one frequency with another. And that is fundamental, because it's switching realities and timelines. When you create moment to moment a steady vibration of a joy, of love, of giving and sharing, even if you see something negative is happening, you're overriding the negative and putting the positive. You're going to study this in video number three, season one. Overriding structures, you know, mobilizing structures, the fluctuating realities. It's over there. This is quantum structure, but believe me, you're going to understand that if you really start studying. Also, if you practice throughout the day, I suggest, which I've been giving this to most of my clients and everybody that is coming to my webinars. I have a live webinar every second Sunday, Saturday at the week. When you put every half an hour in the beginning something to give you a call on the phone or notify you to look at throughout the day, where is your emotion? This way you're going to train your consciousness constantly to think that you're in a hologram, so you can control your emotion from negative to positive. And when you have a situation, you need to say, wait a minute, I'm a hologram. And why am I asking you to do that? Because then you are pulling away from the illusion that you have to react so quickly to something, because at the moment you react, the holographic imprint of your consciousness is mimicking immediately that modality of frequency, and it's coming back to you. You need to shut, think of it as a computer. You need to shut down the program, whatever is happening there, neutralize it by giving a gratitude, because the gratitude, it's stopping this negative frequency coming in. If you're arguing with somebody, say, wait a minute here, thank you very much, I understand you're angry, move away until you calm down completely. Give a gratitude to neutralize that, to shutting down the program, and now put from negative to positive feeling. If you have to watch a movie or watch jokes or go out and do something, anything that you know is going to put you to a positive thinking and emotion. Very important to have the thinking and the emotion in one unit. The thinking is your blueprint something that you end up thinking about. It is like blueprint. If you want to build a house, first you put it in a blueprint. But in order that house to become a reality, you have to take the action and the emotion. At the moment you think of something that's a blueprint, when you put the emotion at the same time, that is by you, meaning that you put in the frequency vibration to start vibrating. And that's the reason why I'm asking you to do moment to moment, so that vibration to become so serious and so potent, to vibrate so quickly, to expand into matter by taking action, moment to moment to moment. Once you learn how to do that, after that, you're running constantly in a hard structure, and manifestations through synchronicity is going to come so quickly, I promise you. Will be synchronicity after synchronicity after synchronicity. You're going to think of something, and everything will come easily to you. You don't have to do that job. The problem is here that a lot of people have the challenges, that everybody has the challenge of having difficulty switching the negative emotion with positive to completely calm down. And this is with everybody. That was including probably one of the most challenging things with me also. When you have a situation, to shut it down and to switch your modality from negative to positive.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's difficult. And also sometimes, you know, we have a victim persona, or we have, some sort of self-sabotage that's built into that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you mentioned, doing something like what we might call a pattern interrupt, right? Doing something where it's completely, you know, shocking to the system, maybe, jokes or something. But what are you suggesting that really works for you or has worked for you? Because you've come to a place where you really embody mm-hmm. this, you know.
I had to embody this.
You're very well trained. You've trained yourself.
Trained me.
Yeah, yeah.
They trained me.
Yeah. What would you suggest for people?
The best way I can describe this, if I may give you an example of what happened. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I was in a situation, I had to present a very important scientific paper, because after Ra, I was connected with the Pleiadians, and my soul is coming from Pleiadian soul, that's what we found out, and because I needed to do all this work, but I didn't know at that time. So they downloaded the two books, The Harmonic Reactor and The Nanotechnology, which is advanced extraterrestrial technologies. If you read the books, please read them carefully. Do not try to understand. If you don't, that's okay. Understand this is a life frequency structure, and it's activating your DNA, RNA structure. This is the reason you can find the material only from my website, because people wanted to change the modality. I could not have changed one word. But everything that I'm telling you, I was taught hands-on. The extraterrestrials were teaching me manifestation every day by throwing me literally and telling me stop everything and start helping people. I had no idea how I'm going to pay my bills. My husband had a car accident. I mean, you're going to learn all that through my videos, you know, how I went through. But there was a situation after they taught me how to manifest the protocols, because at the moment I make a mistake and I'll hear telepathically absolute correction, they would guide me, look what you did here, stop. And I'm going to hear stop. And they're going to tell me, switch this here, look what happened, because that's what you did. Don't worry about it. Remember, you're in the hologram. So I was in a situation that I had to present some of this material to a big scientist. And I was very dedicated to what I was doing, because it was all I work everything I do in the name of humanity, and I literally dedicated my life for it. But at that time, I had a challenging situation from a family member that I couldn't make it on time, because if I didn't make on time, I wouldn't be able to see the scientist because it's out of the country. So I got so upset about it, so angry, that I thought I was going to start screaming, and we were on vacation. But at the same time, thought came in my mind that quantum structure. So I knew that at that time, if I react, I was going to switch the outcome of my reality. So I literally physically pulled myself away from the situation, because I was ready just to attack, you know, like verbally. I was so angry. So I literally shut down. And even when I was angry, physically, I removed myself out of the place, and I went around a pool. And for 45 minutes, a video that was 7 minutes that somebody else could help me with. I listened to Shifting of Timelines from somebody else because I knew all that, but I needed something to be in my platform, not listening to them. I needed meta structure for me because I knew that this was going to infuse my belief system. For 45 minutes, 7 minutes video, I was doing repetition and repetition and repetition to completely calm me down. After I was completely calmed down, then I knew that in order for me to approach the situation, I have to shift my emotion from negative to positive. I gave a gratitude. I imagined everybody in a positive. I felt the emotion of gratitude and love towards that person that I had an argument with because I remembered the good times and everything else and how much this person is doing for me and whatever that is in your situation. And when I get up, I went with completely different emotion of joy and gratitude. And when we start talking, everything worked out perfectly. What happens 2 months later? That scientist that was so difficult to get in touch with end up having some kind of a show or something else, and guess what happened? I end up literally having a session with him for half an hour. He talked to me 1 hour, and I gave him all my material. That's what happened. So throughout all that, that's what I'm saying is infinite of probability,
yeah,
because I switched the modality, but I had no idea what would be the result with the scientist. I simply knew that I'm going to give that material to this person. I had no idea how I'm going to give the material. But because I switched the reality and I put into positive structure by my action, thoughts, and emotions, you know, the outcome of that came like that. And that's what you're going to study through the quantum manifestation series.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Because it's very, very challenging.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to switch the frequency. Your body is a molecular structure of energetic forces, a life structure. This is why when they talk about the Terminator and they talk about the AI, understand that it is also a fifth-dimensional structure AI that I talk about in my material, the harmonic reactor. You have a AI algorithm. That fifth-dimensional AI is actually mimicking the structure of a positive into the heart human being, and it's going to work together with the humans in the name of humanity. If they putting robotics in your body, it's going to actually mimic the vibration of your molecule and literally going to rebuild the tissue back to normal, because your body is a vessel, and when you learn how to switch the modality from negative to positive frequency, you literally can bilocate. Your body is actually like a spaceship, if you call it that way to make it more easier. But that's what it is. You don't need a metal to do something. Why? Because the metal has a different spinning in a frequency, and you need completely different structure in order for you to shift and do timelines. Your body can do that itself. It becomes light structure, light body, could become different type of more silica, and you literally start shifting to a different locations and different structures of reality.
Wow, interesting. So I'm going to take a question from the web here because I was just reading this while you were speaking, Marina, and this is from Nicole in Montreal, and this is related to what you just said. And this is really a point of clarification. So she's asking, do you actually teach how to visit and travel in other dimensions?
Yes, I know the concept, and there's another way of doing it, but you have to really detox your body really well. You have to raise the frequency of your body. First, you have to connect consciously. You have to connect telepathically with the other structures, because every single human being is in infinite parallel realities of existence. Your structure of your soul splits up in a lot of timelines of reality. So when you know that knowledge, you're starting actually telepathically or any other way to automatic writing in the beginning to connect with your other families. And your own guidance is going to start connecting you what you're doing, how to do individually. It's amazing what we can do, guys. Once you do that, they can teach you how to detox the body. Once you're starting to detox the body, the molecular structure, the spinning of your molecules starting to become a different frequency. And once the thought, that once your consciousness and your body becomes one unit of different vibration, you're starting to literally shift in timelines of different realities. But guess what? It's simultaneous structures of realities. You actually co-creating the two different timelines, which your consciousness is at the same time running, but you're shifting, your consciousness is shifting from one reality timeline into another. At the same time, you exist in both. That's a very complex, but if you're asking me that question, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So from a perspective of, you know, if we are like bilocating and our consciousness is existing in two dimensions or realities, then are we aware of both realities? Is there one awareness? Is there are there multiple awarenesses? How does that feel?
We can be aware of everything. That's what we're learning right now. Literally, guys, you can have, for example, what they told me, one of the concepts. They told me that, guess what? You right now exist with us in a spacecraft, but right now you experience also planet Earth. And I thought I've lost it at that time because it was just the beginning of them explaining my timeline. And sure enough, they gave me proof. And what's happening is your consciousness can shift from one reality to another, but you're not moving to your reality back. You actually from their reality and your reality creating a third reality to connect, because every moment to moment you're creating a new structure. So yes, you literally shifting. They told me it's going to look like, if you come and see it in a craft when I get to that moment, you know, I have to prove that to everybody. They're teaching me stuff, but I've been eating, and this is the reason why I wasn't able very well to complete all that. When you get to that level, they told me you literally, it's gonna be like you're going to the store and creating another hologram, and we can take you, for example, 2 hours in a space. You're going to see us. You're going to talk to us. When you move to this platform, when your body can handle their frequency vibration and consciousness. And then they said, we're creating another hologram that you're going into, and you literally continue in your day. Literally like that. It's that simple. I understand the concept. It's very simple to me. In order for people to understand, we really have to study the quantum structure. Mm-hmm. Believe me, guys, it's unbelievable what we can do.
Beautiful. Possibility. You know, what I wanted to do was go to the phones and also take some questions. But before we do that, I wanted to just have you talk just a little bit briefly around the importance of detoxing the body, because that was the very, very first thing that you were shown. It's almost like the catalyst, or like this is the prerequisite. Talk about that, you know. So that people can understand the relationship between having a clean body and the quantum and experiencing some of this work.
Mm-hmm. Very good question. Thank you. This is a very important question, actually. Thank you. When you detox the body, the modality of your molecule frequency, it's starting to spin faster. That means that it's starting to reach another platforms of realities that you can connect with. There is a movie that I strongly suggest you guys watch, and it's called The Seeds of Death, and it's about the GMO. What is the GMO doing? The GMO was designed to change the body DNA to the point that your third generation cannot have children. Not only that, but within 15 years, the GMO is creating cancer cells permanently in your body, including the vaccines. Strongly suggest to watch the movie Vax, V-A-X-X-E-D. This is done from doctors. Again, it's designed to, into the vaccines, there were nanoparticles, nanotechnology, that is actually, when you take something, it becomes dormant in your DNA, and you can literally smell bleach, and you're going to switch something, and you become sick of something, and you don't know how that happened. Trust me, do your research. You don't have to. Actually, you don't have to trust me. I'm just suggesting for you to do the research, because I always have to have a backup. So when you detox, the reason why you need to detox the body, because the new frequency that is coming needs a clear signal, because your frequency vibration, to come through in order for you to shift the realities in the timeline. If your body is a dense frequency and is stopping this new frequency to come in, you cannot properly shift the vibrational sequences. That's why it's so important to completely detox. That's why it's so important to drink distilled water. They taught me about the distilled water. I thought it was a hoax because it's crazy. I even talked to my homeopathic medical doctor. He told me, oh, no, you're going to deplete your nutrients. Sure enough, I keep getting repetition from them telling me. I did the research, of course. I never take anything for granted. I always do my own research, and sure enough, I found Andrew Norton Weber on YouTube, distilled water. I strongly suggest watch that video, because that is going to prove exactly what they say. Why is that? Because what happened is the distilled water was actually having negative charge. Negative charge of the distilled water is taking the positive chemicals out of your body, not the natural chemicals that the body is projecting, you know, making. So there was a truth from the medical industry, but not the entire truth, and that was the manipulation. I'm not saying all the doctors are wrong and stuff like this. I'm not a doctor. I cannot ever claim something like that. But the research that was done and everything they taught me was exactly the opposite that we've been taught, because somebody wanted to keep us in a certain frequency vibration in order not to shift the timeline. Why is that? Because your body is a vessel of frequency energetic force, and when you be kept on a frequency vibration of fear, you're keeping a timeline of negative vibrational forces. Their consciousness that cannot ascend normally through the timelines because they accumulated so much negative frequency of your action, of their actions, thoughts, and deeds, that they have to keep up a timeline of reality, but somebody's got to keep up the frequency. And this is the reason why we were the prison planet, because we were the battery for that. If you do a research, you're going to find out that this is true. And if you watch the movie of the Matrix, what happened when Neo woke up? Where was Neo? Somebody knows that information. So watch the movie again. It should be like a documentary to you. Mm-hmm. Not everything is true there, but that is why they show Neo like a battery. They're talking about frequency vibration, keeping up a timeline.
So really important. So detox, not only to do the initial detox, but to keep your body clean so that we can be a tuning fork. Be a tuning fork. And so the movie, there's two movies, and people are asking, they didn't quite catch the first one. Is it The Seeds of Death?
Yes.
The first movie is The Seeds of Death, and that's about GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms, which everyone should be very, very, very aware of at this point, and you know, really bring that into your consciousness. And then the second one was Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. All right. Well, thank you so much. So a lot of you on the phone right now are sitting there with your hands raised. Marina, if you can please tell people, for the benefit of those who've never heard you do readings before, I know that pretty much everything opens up to you, like everything. You can see everything. And we mentioned that at the beginning. But you're also working with, at this point, the Council of Nine as well in these readings. Can you just give people a little bit of what's going to happen when they get you on the phone?
Well, I really appreciate for that support. When you come, if you decide to come for example, for a session, the best thing to do is if you ask me a question, because then I get in directly into the structure. If you don't, it becomes more challenging, because then I'm starting to get information around your aura, and it's because could be a lot of people around you. I'm starting to get key points, but they never gave me the entire structure because some of the stuff are too private. And believe me, when we open the channel, sometimes people are in shock what I may say out of my mouth because nobody else knew. And things sometimes people had a very, very tough situation that was so secretive that nobody knew. Yet my guidance will never tell me something if the person is not ready to hear. Which guidance and which counsel will come, because I work with a couple of groups, I don't know. Sometimes it's direct information that I get, like images, like thoughts. Sometimes they tell who it is, and sometimes it could be somebody's loved one that passed away. And the information is coming. I do not do any longer for sickness or something like that, because not because I cannot do that, it's because I'm not a medical doctor, and if people don't know exactly what they're doing, you know, becomes more challenging in that position. But if anything else, I don't do anything off planet because they want me to keep away from any negative platform. Somebody asked me things for off planet and was literally like a black, like a white wall in front of me. I couldn't get information. Nothing was given. But anything else, scientific or for something happen, if you want to detox, if you want to know the quantum protocol and how this works. For example, you may tell me that something happened, and I can tell you exactly where was the missing link, what you were doing, and how you can switch platforms to get to the proper manifestation for you, and that is going to be through your quantum manifestation. That is fundamental because, in turn, I'm giving you the protocols how you can become a master of your reality. So you starting to create your own outcomes of structures. I think this is the most important. My suggestion is if anybody comes for a session or books a session, please watch at least one or two videos of season one so you have a grasp of the understanding, because I don't want your session to move into me explaining the entire structure. In my session, I will focus on frequency and sound. The session is 45 minutes. The last 15 will be specific design frequency for you, because if you watch some of the videos, the guidance told me that 3 hertz for 20 minutes, 70 hertz for 20 minutes, and 90 hertz for 20 minutes. If you use a water, and if you do a online tone generator, you energize the water and you drink it right away, you actually put in your molecular structure of the body to vibrate in a clear sonic frequency. I have a video on that. It's Marina Jacobi frequency and sound, and you're going to see 1 hour I'm explaining how to do that. And when you come to my session, I'm going to give you custom especially for you. I didn't know that I could do that. I literally had a summit from somebody from England, and there were 15 people there, and all of a sudden they start giving me for everybody specific frequency. The frequency was 370 and 90, but the duration for how many minutes was different, and then they were telling me what they were doing in everybody's structure. It was unbelievable, actually, this type of work. You know, I didn't know I could do that, but they start doing it for me, for people.
All right.
So that will be custom specifically designed for you.
Yeah, yeah. And that is, we're not quite there yet at the offer, everyone. But, of course, I think people are curious. So we will get to that, how to work with Marina privately. What we're talking about now as well are these kind of mini readings on the phone and on the web. So everyone, because there are literally so many of you who are so eager to speak with Marina today on the phone and on the web, please keep it to one question per person. Okay, so we're going to go in, and the first person who we can bring on here is in Hayward, California, and the last four digits of the phone number are 8789. 8789, Hayward, California. You're on live with Marina.
Hi, Marina. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. I never dreamt I would be picked, but I think I am supposed to be here.
Yes,
I am so sick. You can hear my voice. I couldn't even speak, but it's getting clearer. Yeah, I am in between. So I want to know if I'm on the right path. I am fighting very hard with everything in my life. Everything.
Well, first of all, it came in like a family drama.
Yes.
Okay, and it's a lot going on. It's almost like the whole family is in this circle going on there, something.
Yes, perfect, yes.
That's what came in. Issues with mother or mother-in-law, and that is like a sickness. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman. It's an elderly woman. Okay.
Yeah.
Then properties. Properties. Also issue with properties. The answer is that it's going to be tough for you. It's something to do with the winning. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
What is that winning? Okay. It's tough. It's too much. Money is involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole,
yeah.
It's something with properties, with money, the whole family, Pickering, and things like this is happening right now. Because you asked me the question, I have to be honest with you, there will be a challenging time for you. My suggestion is for you to stay positive. I would strongly suggest to study the structure to see how you can implement in a daily basis that change, because you change the stuff to the positive outcome when you replace the negative frequency with a positive. That means for you to learn how to shift this outcome to become a positive for you. But that is entire protocol of manifestation. Right now, I see challenges for you. I'm reading your structure of probability.
Wow. So I'll be able to balance it. That's all I need.
Yeah, you will be able to balance it if you learn the protocol of quantum manifestation. You have the power to switch the outcomes in the timeline.
That's
is the most important. Stay away from fear. Put only positive into your emotions. In a daily basis, every half an hour, learn that. But again, I'm suggesting study the quantum protocol.
Yeah, so my mom and my sister is constantly around me. Is that
yeah, a lot of dispute, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of talking, a lot of bickering.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow.
So thank you.
Thank you so much.
But thank you.
I appreciate both of you. Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry to rush people, but there's just so many here. That's a wonderful wonderful opportunity. Okay. So Sebastopol, California. Did I say that right? 6947. That was a wild guess. Sebastopol.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hosanna in the highest. So, hello. Yeah.
Hello.
So this is so incredible because the group I work with says there's a whole bunch of timelines coming in now. So every night I just say, please give me the highest frequency timeline so that I can do my optimum best here. I'm a healer. And so I don't know what you see about anything about me. I'm not drinking distilled. I'm vegan pretty much. I live with two men, my husband and my son, but they get a little turkey and chicken, you know, they just do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I could probably live on salad. I don't know, what do you see?
did you have a separation or were you divorced before?
This is my third. I was married very young.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I saw immediately divorce. I just heard divorce. But I didn't know currently, obviously, that was before. And there was a loss of, I mean, that's more privacy. There's some stuff I cannot say. I know what I see.
Can say anything. I'm California girl. You can say anything.
Okay. Was there a loss of a child?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it was. I was pregnant, and it didn't.
Yes,
it didn't last.
Yes. Hold on. Mommy, I am okay, but I want flowers on my bed. What is that supposed to mean? Did you buy a bed before you lost the child?
No, no bed.
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe that's...
It comes like is he talking about the grape, or did you do a grape, or anything to do? He talks about flowers. He wants flowers to remember.
Okay.
By flowers.
Right.
But, he goes, the scent of the flowers of lilies. Does that make sense to you?
The flowers are what, hun? What?
Like the lilies. He goes, lilies. That scent should remind him of you.
The scent of lilies. Oh, well, I wonder if it's not my mother. My mother, that was her favorite, was lilies. Or maybe my mother's.
About a child.
Okay, so the child wants lilies. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Much love to you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Denver, Colorado, and it's going to be 8010. Denver, Colorado, you're on live with Marina. Yes,
do
hello.
Do I have to hit a button? No, can you already hear me because I'm on mute earphones?
Yeah, I unmuted you, so you're on live.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Hello, Marina.
Hello.
Do you see in my family's ancestral line what could possibly have been the origin of an awful genetic disease? It had to have originated from some fear-based issue. It's on my dad's side of the family. Is that something you can see?
You asking genetic?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Modality of three genomes are splitting. Genetic mutation occurred because one of the genomes are not responding with the proper frequency. It's coming from the chromosomes. Connection through the chromosomes, improper signal, need genetic manipulation, genome, geneticist. That's what
okay.
they say.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Is that just, it does, you know, is it just a hard and fast, if this is the way it is?
It has something to do with triggering oil, something with some kind of a chemical trigger that, and it gives me oil.
Oh.
I don't know what it
okay.
is. Maybe somebody worked with oil, maybe something happened, but it's something triggered the DNA. And it actually, because it switched on, gives like a ripple effect to the next generation or whatever the genomes connect with each other. That's what it's giving me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does it show it's up my dad's lineage and then I have it, does that mean my children will have it too? They're grown. When does this
away
end?
From petroleum to petroleum products. They're talking about chemicals from petroleum. As much as you can. Things that are free of petroleum and heavy chemicals.
Mm.
Well, that's weird,
you know,
because my oldest son's going to take a job with oil.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said that's weird because my oldest son is just about to take a job on an oil rig.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, this is must be here. I'm strongly suggesting take a serious what I just said. Because obviously I had
okay.
no idea. I'm just giving you the messages.
Yeah. He's supposed to be leaving in 2 weeks. Hmm.
Okay, then you guys have to make a decision because this is not a coincidence here.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Maybe a follow-up with Marina. Think about that too. All right. Yeah, we haven't got there yet, but Marina does have private sessions where obviously you can really dive deep into a lot of these questions that you might have. And you've already seen there's so many accuracies just by listening to these three callers. So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. I'm sure a lot of you are already kind of asking in the ethers how to work with Marina. Let's go to Westboro, Massachusetts, 9801. Westboro, Massachusetts, you're on live.
Hello, this is Mary Ann. Hi, Marina.
Hi there, welcome.
Hello, Mary Ann. How are you?
I'm great, and I was just saying a prayer that you would answer. pick me, because I have a question. I have a granddaughter who's 16, and about 18 months or so ago, she started to face a very difficult physical challenge, which is a diagnosis probably for her life. And I'm wondering, her name is Cheyenne, I'm wondering what I can tell her that might help her with this problem.
Could you please be more specific so I can really get in if I can?
Sure. She had ulcers all through her stomach, lost 50 pounds, and they think it's Crohn's disease or ulceritis, I think is how you say it. It's a stomach issue.
Okay. It needs complete rebuild of the stomach flora. Was she given antibiotics when she was a child, a lot of antibiotics?
I don't know, because she lives across the country. That's a question I can ask.
Well, okay. If you give antibiotics, depending on the antibiotics, if you never give probiotics, and when you take antibiotics, you need very strong probiotics. One of them that I know is in my website is called Visbiome, and that's what I was using also for my son. It's really working. That has to be given 2.5 hours minimum after every single dosage of antibiotics, because the antibiotics, what I found out, kills the bad bacteria and also the good bacteria. And when
you
destroy the
gut
flora, then the body does not have the proper immune system to maintain the proper chemicals to go after something that is positive or negative. The problem is with that gets a chaotic situation, and it starts an auto attack itself, and in turn it builds ulcers and every type of stuff, and then becomes like a hole in the stomach. And once you have that, like a leaky gut, any type of bacteria gets in, and it's a horrible situation and could be completely misdiagnosed. I've recovered my son, because this is what happened to my son, with homeopathic herbalism. You have to find a very good herbalist and it's literally like a tea to start repairing, but you always, always need the supervision of a medical homeopathic doctor. Unfortunately,
okay.
I love the doctors, but they don't know how to repair stomach flora, and I'm afraid that your daughter, granddaughter maybe could be misdiagnosed because of that. Definitely you need the proper platform for this.
So a homeopathic herbalist, would probiotics be helpful?
Homeopathic herbalist, homeopathic doctor, that herbalist has to be completely with a medical. He has to know exactly what it is, and you have to find somebody that is legitimate and knows what they're doing. The child will be recovered if you know how to do all this stuff.
It needs a proper
diet. You cannot have a citrus. You cannot have a spices. How old is the child?
She's 16.
Okay, then you can do it. You can do it easily. She'll be able to handle it. But you need a lot of work. And recovery of a stomach like that, it's going to be minimum like a year and a half. She cannot have gluten, and she cannot have dairy.
No gluten or dairy, okay.
No gluten, no dairy, completely. The immune system is auto-attacking totally. With all that, because of what's happening through the gut. But I guarantee that she had situations like that.
So she lives across the country, so I'm not sure how to put her in touch with this physician, but I'll talk to my daughter and see if she might be able to look into it. Thank you so much, Marina.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And bless you. Bless you for all you're doing.
Bless you too. Good luck with your granddaughter.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to the web for just a little while. And we'll take some. Now, of course, Marina, there's no follow-up questions here. So we'll just have to see how this goes. Okay. So let's go to Amy in King William. And Amy's asking, what more can I do to get my channels opened back up and tuned back into my source guidance?
Very good question. It's your belief system. You have to know it in order for your consciousness to open the proper frequencies, all the information to start floating. Your doubt that you can do it is actually creating the reality to give you probabilities not to be able to connect. So remember, you have to project it to see it, not to see it to project it. It's the opposite. So if you put your belief system that you know, and at the same time you take the action to create it, then everything you do from that moment on is going to start creating realities and probabilities to give you the abilities to have a situation to start connecting. And it's going to happen probably when you at least expect it until you get the proper frequency vibration for that contact. That is going to be individual. For every single person, it's a different modality and is individual when, depending on how much potency you put in your actions and belief system.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're welcome.
Beth from Bristol is saying that I've developed a problem with walking, which is perplexing me and making life difficult. I go 30 yards or so and then develop lactic acid in my legs and I have to stop and rest because it's very difficult to walk. Any ideas why this is happening?
She has also water retention in her leg. She has, I see also in her, the joints there, there's hardly any cartilage. It's kind of going away. And her lymphatic system, it's with fluid. It's almost like inflammation. And all that has to be regulated and is also coming from the gut flora. Diet change, probiotics, everything, the whole system has to be flushed out.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a kind of a general one from Zulima from Los Angeles. And Zulima says, hi, Marina. It's an honor to be here.
Hi, Zulima.
It's an honor to be here with you. I've been very called to show up for these meetings, and here I am. Are there any messages for me? This is Zulima from Los Angeles.
It show African connection. DNA African connection, to look into that ancestry. You know, to look into her tree, ancestry tree.
Well,
That's what
you
say about her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, we'll get back to some more questions in just a little bit, but I wanted to, for those of you who wanted to see how you can work with Marina in greater depth, you can go to her interview page, which is the one where it has her photograph, and many of you are on that page looking at the photograph and playing the webcast. Click on the orange button, and that is the offer button, and that'll take you to her page, which is the Council of Nine live channeled session. And if you're not on that page and you want to type it in, just type in wotashow.com/Marina, which is MARINA and the number 6. Everything is lowercase, wotashow.com/Marina6. And there is an offer, which is her private session, which includes a personalized Hertz activation. And also, if you choose, if they choose, you can connect with your extraterrestrial family. So Marina, tell us a little bit about the session with the Council of Nine, what people can expect, what that personalized Hertz activation is like, and also about if the extraterrestrial family wants the client to know, what sort of things can be shared with them?
Well, to be honest, for everybody is going to be different. If the person is not allowed to know certain information, I'm certainly not giving the information. Overall, it's going to be dependent on the person. Of course, they're going to talk to you. They're going to say, but for example, I had questions when I'm going to die, or what happened here, what happened there. They're certainly not discussing anything like that. Everything is for encouragement and to learn everything. So as you see from all the information so far with all the people's questions, you can ask me literally about everything you want to, and I can give you a lot of information, but I don't know exactly for which person what is going to come about. Definitely you're going to be given a lot of info, but one thing may be told, something else could be suggested because it's more important specifically for you.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if someone has questions around loved ones who have transitioned, or questions about something in the physical reality, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're always giving that information. When it's come to more very, very, you know, more scary stuff, they don't get into that.
Okay.
But anything like that, they always talk about.
And what about, you know, certainly we understand that you can work with messages that are coming through for health. What about things like life purpose or even something like, you know, moving from one part of the country to the next? You know, is everything on the table?
They will give it, I'm sorry. They will give it based on probability at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they will give it. The highest expression of yourself right now, whatever your vibration is running on, that's what they will suggest. Sometimes people are confused, and they're going to give you an idea how to pick whatever you love to do the most, and then they're going to give you the suggestion or give you the way so you can pick the proper way for yourself with the highest probability of positive outcome for you. This is all about timelines and shifting, creating the structures. That's what a lot about I'm going to teach if you come to my session. I can show you how to pick the stuff and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And also, if someone has a desire to really become the greatest expression of themselves and to really generate or to operate at the highest mm-hmm. frequency, then this would be a good session for them, because then you can give them mm-hmm. suggestions and ways where they
yeah.
can really, really step into the greatest expression of themselves.
That's very easy for me, yes. That's right. That's most of the people that come in, they come in because they want to better themselves and shift the structures so they can have a positive outcome. You have to understand that you're the creator and you can do anything you want, anything.
Mm. So you're really showing people how to become the best versions of themselves versus just necessarily, you know, versus maybe just looking for answers, which you'll be able to give them too because of the channeling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
yeah.
also teaching someone how to operate at that level of frequency.
That's right. How for them to become a master for themselves.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, everyone. Well, that's available as the offer. So thank you so much, Marina, for making that available.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for your trust in me. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. Okay. Do you have any more time for a few more questions on the phone?
Yeah, I have a little bit more time. Thank you.
Well, we'll do a few more. And so this is going to be Toronto, Ontario. And that's 5688, 5688, and you are live with Marina.
Thank you so much. Hi, Marina. Hi, Ian. I'm
Hi.
New to Marina, so
Hi.
Just wondered if there's anything there that shows up that I need to know.
Well, is there a mountains around you? What is that with mountains?
Not so much close by Toronto itself. It's probably a couple hours out, the mountains.
Uh-huh. Because it's showing me mountains for you. Do you want to go to the mountains? What is that? Are you planning on doing that?
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I've always liked mountains. Maybe it's, I might end up moving there.
Yeah, well, that's your calling, they said. That is your calling. That is your home there. That's what they said.
Is that in North America or is that off in a different continent?
No, it's giving me mountains. I can't tell you exactly, but whatever. Oh, okay, they say whatever you pick, it's the mountains. It's your calling. That's what it is.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Love to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, 4022, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi. My name is Sally. Thanks, Marina, and Ian, for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. I wanted to see about my uniqueness. What do I do that I really can't teach others? I'm currently an engineer and a healer, and I can do a lot of things, but I want to know what my uniqueness is.
Well, the first thing that came out, why is the doubt? Why are you doubting yourself? Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm getting more and more like I want to do what I want to do, and so like, who am I to say that I only want most people don't want me to be so clear that way.
In what way? Because it's deeper to the situation here. It's talking about doubt, that you're doubting that you can do something. What is that? That we have to get to the bottom of this if you want to know the proper answer.
Well, I really want to empower people to be their uniqueness. And I guess I haven't attracted people that really want to be their powerful self.
Mm.
And so then I'm doubting whether am I to do that, because I do help a lot of people, but not.
Mm. Okay. All right.
As much as I'd like
now,
to.
I'll tell you how they taught me. Remember, you're living in your hologram. You are not looking for the people, but it creating structures with the reality of people. So basically, you need to grab the vibration. What is going to be right now? For example, I teach you the way they taught me. If right now you have so many people that listening to you, learn from you, what is going to be the vibration of the feeling that you're going to feel right now? What is that going to be?
Well, I'm usually in bliss, and
absolutely
just
right there. Good. That feeling, it's a vibration. You need to grab that feeling, and I want you to feel it right now. This is what you're meditating on, because what you're recalling is a frequency vibration that you're telling your consciousness to start vibrating on. So based on that frequency, you're projecting this frequency in your quantum field, and the probability of the outcome is based on that. Remember, you're not going anywhere. There's nobody outside of you. You're creating through the frequency that you're projecting right now, not later, because there's no time. So I want you to meditate on that. Feel and imagine that you're talking in front of all these people, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Don't have expectations, so you don't stop the process of manifestation. But I want you to do that on and on. Even if you don't see people, you're going to feel that, and you're going to take the action of constant helping, giving, sharing in any way possible you want in order to construct that outcome of reality based on that resonance. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I can feel it.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, Sally. Much love.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to La Crescenta, California, and it's going to be 0140. La Crescenta.
Hello.
Anyone home?
Hello.
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 What's your question? You have a question?
Yeah, the question is, I just want to know if I'm on my right life purpose, and what else do I do to get there?
Expansion. They said expansion of understanding. What is that with medical with you? What is that medical? Hospital, medical.
Yeah, I recently had a stroke like a year and a half, and the blood sugar is off, and I do reflexology.
Fracture in one of the vessels. You need rebuilding of tissue. Proper diet, no gluten, no dairy, a lot of juicing. Probiotics. Make sense?
Yes. I've been trying to follow that. I've dumped everything and tried to redo my life as far as diet and exercise.
Now, that's a very good thing. Let me tell also for you and everybody else, you can regenerate your frequency vibration of your molecular structure by switching with a proper diet, distilled water and everything else, in order to flush out the negative structures of chemicals. And you're going to give a new motion to your molecular structure to start building up a new frequency to repair the old self. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's work. That means commitment, proper juicing, proper diet. If you do the juicing, please know that you have to do it through doctor supervision, properly homeopathic, and do testing if you're allergic to anything. If you're allergic to something, remove that out of the diet. But remember, you could be allergic to something if you have a leaky gut. That means if your gut flora had a hole there between the lining, anything you ate 2 days ago, you may end up allergic. In actuality, you're not allergic, but the body is taking us allergic because went through the wall and now it'll attack itself. So you got to repair the gut flora. My suggestion for everybody is to start repairing gut flora because of everything that we've been eating. Everything, flushing out, repairing of gut flora, healthy diet, and so that's how you can do it. Slowly but surely, elimination diets and, you know, healthy diets. Make sense?
All right.
Thank you. Wow, Marina, what a wonderful show. Thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this has been absolutely amazing. And we've got a lot of information that you've shared with us. I suggest to everyone that you listen to this again. There is a lot of information around the detoxing, and you can really see the connection between your body temple, the food and the EMFs and the pollution and everything that we're exposed to, and what we can do to detox the body and our various energetic fields to really operate at a higher vibration, at a greater frequency that's more in alignment with our true selves. Marina, is there anything that maybe as a summary you'd like to share with the group here that's on the phone today? As we wrap up?
Actually, for me, it's very important to mention about the 5G. Because there's a lot coming up. Understand we're talking about two different timelines. So one is going negative, one is positive. Keep up the positive thinking. Do not watch negative movies, because at the moment you start watching this stuff and listen to something that is fighting, you tuning into the frequency of probabilities of these realities, and in turn you're projecting them in your consciousness, and you cannot get out of this negativity. Go into a positive, start doing positive, because we're talking about shifting timelines. And the 5G was designed to shut down a program, another grid, so you cannot get off the planet normally. But I want to tell you that we're going to be helped, and 5G is actually a frequency vibration. Understand that every single frequency vibration could be neutralized in the end, I promise you. the agenda to shut this down is not going to work. So the positive ETs and guidance will help in a planet with that. Please do not worry. Somebody's going to neutralize this frequency, and in the end, through synchronicities, it's not going to work of the negative agenda. That's what they told me. So please, guys, happy, steady, and anything you do in the name of humanity, this is how you're going to go forward and see this type of timelines from the positive. Thank you so much for having me. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
All right. I think for a second we lost
I saw the phone shadow for something.
We lost each other. No, you're right here. We heard you there. It's just like for a tiny second. All right, sweet soul. Thank you, Marina. It's been amazing. Really, we feel blessed that you've shown up here and shared this with us today. I think that all of our lives are enriched and we've learned so much. Thank you so much,
and thank you so much, Ian, for spreading out the world. Thank you, everybody, for trusting me and being on this call. I truly appreciate that. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service, and all the galactic beings who have been watching over us and guiding us and just being here to support us in our growth, in our evolution. So thank you, everyone. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.